Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
No.
welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We are, this is Freestyle Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Freestyle Friday. Thank you guys so very much for tuning in and being a part of what we are doing here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Guys, remember, that number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. If you guys want prayer, if you guys just want to come in and share your testimony, or maybe you just want to tell us how the broadcast is blessing you, we will be glad to, God bless you, we'll be glad to hear from you on this morning. Please remember to tell a friend, tell a neighbor to share this morning's broadcast. And again, guys, we're just excited about what God is saying and what God is doing on this morning.
Amen, amen, amen. First of all, it's God who's ahead of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Excuse me, my allergies is kicking my behind. But first of all, it's God who's ahead of our life. The scripture for this morning is Romans 12:1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Excuse me again, Romans 12:1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628.
Amen, amen. We're just excited, guys, about you guys joining us on this morning. As always, we thank you so very much for taking out the time of your day, whether you guys are listening to us through social media, or you guys listen to us through the broadcast app, or you guys calling in and listening in. We thank you so very much for taking out the time of your day to listen in and be a part of this and continue to be a part of this. And remember, guys, call a friend, tell a neighbor that we are on the air, we're live right now on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We want to make sure we take out the time today to tell you guys thank you overseas that are listening in. We appreciate you, all of these great countries that are listening in, all these great missionaries, apostles and pastors that have gone overseas, missionaries who've gone overseas to compel them to come. We're just glad. We just in the words of my brother and my friend, Jamaria, we just hippopotamus glad that you decided that you to live. That's what the man said. He said hippopotamus glad. That's real big. We hippopotamus glad that you guys would join us this morning and be a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Now, remember, guys, these are the countries that are listening in. We want to tell you guys thank you so very much for putting your hand to the plow and not taking your hand down. You are consistently and constantly going in and doing what you do, and you're converting those that would like to come to Christ, and you're praying for those that are in these rural areas where the hard taskmasters are coming against their life and keeping them, listen to the words that's coming out of my mouth, keeping them from walking in their full potential in Jesus Christ. So we thank you guys for doing that. We are here to encourage and inspire and strengthen you on a day-to-day basis. We're here to let you know that your job that you do there, we thank you so very much. Until we're able to come and shake your hand, this is our form of shaking your hand and telling you thank you and ask you to continue to do the work that you're doing. Don't give up. Don't give up in the fight. Know that you have brothers and sisters that are praying, interceding for you and praying for you and calling on the name of the Lord for you. The Bible says where one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. You have a whole company of brothers and sisters that are praying for you right now and praying with you right now to move, watch this here, the hand of God, that you are able to do what you do best. Amen. And that is get into that presence of God and compel the men and women to come. Amen. So we're also praying for those that are giving their lives over there as well, because we realize that in some of those rural areas that it is taboo for them to serve Jesus Christ because they have all their idol gods and all their idol worship that's there. So we're praying for those families and those people that are giving their lives there as well. So know that we are praying not only just for the missionaries, ladies and gentlemen, we are praying for you as well. So we want to make sure we acknowledge those countries on this morning. We thank you guys again. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Bulgaria. And we have Russia and Mexico as well. And there's Russia and Mexico. Thank you guys so much again. Thank you so much again. Thank you so much again. Thank you so much again for all that you do. We are greatly appreciative for all that you do. And we ask that you will continue to tune in, continue to listen in, continue to come and be encouraged, continue to come and be inspired through the word of God. Listen, we're going to take a quick musical break, and we will be right back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
That he did not owe what came from his hands, feet, and his side was more precious than silver or gold. The blood that set me free, it came from a life of sin and tragedy. The blood he paid the debt that he did not owe. What came from his hands, his feet, and his side was more precious than silver or gold. place my hope in Calvary, where love spilled from a rugged tree. Oh, oh, the blood poured out for me. Mercy and grace washed over me. His life hung for my ransom fee.
Oh,
Amen, 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 amen. This morning, we want to share with you a passage of scripture that you may not be familiar with, but you've heard us quote this scripture in preaching. But I wanted to give you the whole entire passage of scripture. And it comes from Isaiah 59 and 19. And I'm going to read the King James Version. It says, "So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory that riseth of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him." I'm going to read that again. "So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him." I want to talk to you this morning simply on the topic of he will raise a standard. He will raise a standard. Now, in that same breath, I want that's going to be the title, but the topic is, can you withstand his standard? Mm-hmm. Can you withstand his standard? He shall raise a standard. Can you withstand the standard that he's going to raise? Now, as we read the text, this is a protection that God has promised us as the enemy, as our enemies come against our life. He said, "I shall raise a standard against the enemy." In other words, the enemy that's coming against your life right now, in this very moment, in this very time, in this very dispensation of what's going on in your life, the Lord will raise a standard. He will, in other words, he will put into place and put into position and put into, the only word I can describe it as, put into put into mobility, or put into the push of your life. He will put a standard there that the enemy cannot withstand. He cannot come against this standard. He cannot come against this that he has set and orchestrated in your life. Now, I don't have much time. I told y'all I'm gonna just this is not gonna be one of them long drawn out messages. This is gonna be one of them hit it and quit it kind of messages. So y'all better get in where you can fit in, and I just don't want to let you know. Get in where you can fit in. And there is a standard that God has placed. Now, because God has placed a standard before you, there's a requirement. There's a requirement that you yourself need to be able to stand in yourself. Come here, let me help you real quick. What is your mentality right now when it comes to standing in the standard of God? Lord, help me right through here. God requires some things of us in order for this standard to take. There is some things that God requires of us. I'm gonna tell you again. I'm gonna get that again. There are some things that God requires of us. We have to be in position, ladies and gentlemen. We have to be in place. We have to be in the mindset. We have to be in the mentality that God is going to do some things for us, but we have to have the right mindset. Can I help you then? Can I help you? The Bible says it like this. He said, "Let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus." My question to you this morning is, what is it that's on your mind? Come on here. What is it that's on your mind? What are you thinking? What is it that you got on your mind? Because, see, you have to understand that the thing that you're in right now, no matter what it may look like right now, you have to understand. The Bible says that the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. God is building up a standard against the enemy. He's raising some things against the enemy. But my question to you this morning is, can you see the standard that he has, and can you live by that standard? Because you have to understand, in life, the enemy is going to come in like a flood. The enemy is going to come in all types of ways. But the Bible tells us this also. He says that when the enemy comes against you, he will make him flee seven different ways. In other words, he's going to spit the decision for you. He's going to have them all jacked up and tied up and tangled up and messed up in the mind, and they don't know what direction to go in. But I stopped by this morning to help you. I stopped by to give you some push. I stopped by to give you some feet. I stopped by to give you some, I can do this, Pastor Douglas. I can do this, Apostle Douglas. I can keep on running. I can keep on driving. I can keep on doing what you said I'm going to do. I am able. Come on here. And let me help you to your happy place. Let me bless you to your blessed place. Put you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. God is not only able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. Only thing we got to learn how to do, ladies and gentlemen, is trust in God with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding in all thy ways. Acknowledge him and he will direct our path. My question to you this morning, people of God, is this: where is your mind? What are you thinking? How is this thing affecting you? How are you allowing this thing to affect you? Is this thing affecting your prayer life? Is this thing affecting your worship life? Is this thing affecting your preaching life? Is this to come here and let me help you to your happy place, push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny? What is this thing affecting in your life? Because there is a standard. There is a standard that God will raise against our enemies. He will raise this not because of anything that we are qualified for. I'm going to mess some people up right up in here, but it's required that I do this to you. The whole grace thing that is attached to our life. Come here, let me help you. You know you are a wretch undone. You do know that your good works is as filthy rags. You do know that. You do know that. No good work that you could do can qualify you for him to be able to come here and let me help you. No good thing that you could do. Our good works is that filthy rags. I've said that before. On our best day, come here, let me help you. We still not worthy, but because he loves us enough that he will take this standard and he will apply this standard to your life. That when the enemy come against you, you got a shield and you got a buckler. Come here. The old saints used to use that in church. He's my shield and my buckler. In other words, letting you know that no matter where you may be at right now, he's going to protect you and he's going to keep you in prayer. Oh, Lord. Have y'all, and you remember back in the day, you couldn't leave out the house no matter what kind of pants you had on. Even if you had on short pants. You had old short pants that had belt loops. You better put a belt on. Come on here. You definitely better have on a belt when you had on dress pants. You better have on a belt when you had on blue jeans. Because watch this. Your mama wouldn't let you leave out the house because she didn't want your pants to fall down. Oh, Lord. The Lord will put that buckler on you. He will buckle you down so you don't be embarrassed in public. He wants you. Oh, Lord. He's a protector, and he will keep you in place. I bless God this morning because I understand that it is no goodness of my own that he has delivered me into this standard. But I had to ask God. I had to ask God. I had to ask him. I had to have a real good powwow with my father. I had to talk to him real good. I said, Lord Jesus, listen to me here real good. Because your boy, sometimes, sometimes your boy make a whole bunch of mistakes. I was a habitual mistake maker. I was a habitual mistake maker. I did. I ain't gonna lie and tell nobody anything different. I was a habitual mistake maker. I did that. That was me. Yeah. I made those mistakes. But what I found out that even in my mistake making, listen to the text. Listen to the word. Listen to the word of God. Even in my mistake making, ladies and gentlemen, I found out that God is not only able, but he was well able to keep me in my mistake making. His hand was constantly and consistently on my life, even though my issues and my circumstances sometimes got a little bit out of control. On my worst day, God was still loving me until I got it right. Even on my worst day. Let's just talk about the worst day. Even on my worst day, God was still right there. And see, that's what I think that as the body of Christ that we don't understand. I think that's the place that we don't get, is that we are not only just established in God, ladies and gentlemen, but we are his children. And anybody that have any children, they know no matter what our children do, we gonna love our children until they get it right. We're gonna love them until they get it right. They could be the worst ones in the room. We're gonna love them until they get it right. And that's God's standard. He'll love us until we get, come on here. Can I get about two or three witnesses in the building that'll say, God had to love me till I got it right. I was that guy. Yeah, I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. I'm not gonna put no icing on it. I'm not gonna try to make it look all pretty and all like that. I was terrible. But I understand now that God loved me in the midst of what I was doing because of where I am now. He had to wrap his arms around me. The Bible says that if you build your bed in hell, he's right there. He said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the earth. He loves us in, he said, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We are not designed in this thing not to fall. You're going to fall. That's a part of life. My question is, when you fall, are you learning anything from your fall? The standard is there. Watch the text. The standard is there. So we can see the standard. Come here. Watch this here. And we can live according to the standard that we see. Now, we might not live up to the standard, but watch this. God will honor your attempt. You are at least attempting. If you ain't attempting, if you ain't, you know, there's an old saying that they used to say, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. You remember that old saying they used to say that? Can I reverse that for you? If you're not trying, you're going to always fail. If you don't at least put forth the effort, if you don't at least put forth the minimum effort, a little bit of help in the room, if you don't put forth at least the effort, it's like that brother that sat there and tell you, sisters, y'all help me out here. It's like that brother that say, I'm trying to find a job, but every time you walk in the room, instead of him having the laptop up, he got the game on. Mm. He playing Madden and Halo and all this other stuff. He not even putting forth effort. He not even putting forth the standard to even try. He ain't even putting forth a little bit of effort. But watch what God is doing. God is doing something so miraculous in the atmosphere when it comes to this standard is this. Then watch this. If you put forth a little bit of effort, you know that old saying, if you take one step, the Lord will take two. If you take two steps, the Lord will take four. If you take four steps, the Lord will take eight. But the question is, when are you going to start walking? I was established in my understanding of who God was in my life once I did this. Let me help y'all real quick. Let me bless you to your blessed faith. Put you to your perfect God to your destiny. Y'all know I don't do but about two or three of them before I get ready to close the door on something. But watch this. It wasn't until I had to come. I'm like I said, I'm gonna tell the truth and I'm gonna stay in the church. I don't want y'all to tune me out. I want y'all to give me real good. When I came into the body of Christ, it wasn't until I understood that it went beyond the church. Because see, you do realize there's a church life. Come on here and preach like you know how then, preacher. There's a church life. And there's an outside life. See, my issue was this. I had the church life down pat. I knew how to praise the Lord, preacher. Preach, Reverend. Amen. Because I came out of Baptist church. All right now, preacher. You're preaching them. You're preaching that word. I had that down pat. I had that good. I had that established really, really well. I had that established. But watch this. Let me help you with the text. My standard for outside did not match the words that I was using on the end. Oh, come on. Come on, preacher. You done messed them up. See, our words on the outside of the church, or the words that's on the outside of the church don't match with the words on the inside of the church. And what happens then is we become what they call hypocrites. Yeah, that's that. Yeah. Might as well go ahead on and put it on out there. Ain't no shame in my game. I'm not afraid to say it. We become hypocrites, body of Christ. We become hypocrites. See, because what we're doing is they'll see us in the church, but they'll see us in the club. Come here, have a seat, and let's be real about what's going on. See, because I had to understand that my walk in the body of Christ my walk in God had to become more important to me. My standard that I had to step into, watch this here, had to be great enough to exceed just outside of the four walls of church. And when we understand that the standard goes beyond the four walls of the church, the standard is a lifestyle. The standard is a mentality. The standard is a mindset. The standard is an established place in God to where you say, you know what? I have to let all this look alike. Watch this. Even with me, I am a joker. I love to laugh. I love to joke. But you will never catch me with an offside or off-word joke. You will never come here and let me help you. You will never catch me saying something about a female under clothes. It will be a joke, but it'll be a joke that everybody can enjoy and everybody will laugh about. But watch this. My standard is there. We have to understand, even in the body, babies, even in the body, even in our bodies, our mortal bodies, I ain't talking about the body of Christ no more, I'm talking about our mortal bodies, we have to understand that we have to put some stuff inside our mortal bodies, inside of our minds, to keep us on the road, on the pathway to righteousness. The standard has to be made. Watch this. The standard has to be made. But the standard has to also, watch this here, be followed. My question to you, this is my last question. What you following after? Ooh, let me back it up a bit. Who you following after? Huh? Right there, preacher, right there, right there. Because you could be following after somebody that don't have the standard of, oh my God, right there. You could have somebody that you're following after that don't have the standard of God. They don't have the mentality and the mindset of God. Preacher, you messed them up so bad this morning. You have to have the standard of God. You have to have the mindset of God. You have to have the mentality of God. You have to have the worship of God. You have to have the strength of God. You have to have the ability of who God is. Walk after Christ in a way that your life lives, the life that you live, ladies and gentlemen, is pleasing before the sight of God. We are the only church that this world will see. I'm going to say that again because that blessed somebody. We are the only this world will see. And it's not until we understand that this is the only church that this world will see and that we have to embody this standard. We have to allow this standard to become connection to us, a mindset, a mentality to us, that we don't falter and fall within our own self. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for those that are under the sound of our voice. Father, we pray today that something was said, something was done, maybe a word was shared that shifted their mindset, that shifted their heart, that shifted their conscious mindset to walk after who you are. Father, we bless you and we magnify you today. Not only because you're God, because you are our strength, you are our ability, you are what God, you are our God, you are what we need. Father, we thank you for establishing inside of us, God, the mindset and the mentality to walk in a way that is pleasing in your sight, that we don't lose what you have presented before, which is our joy. The joy in knowing that you are God and you are God all by yourself. And when the enemy desires to come in, you have already set some things in place. If we keep our minds stayed on you, you will bring us to our expected end. And for that, Father God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we say we glorify and magnify your holy and righteous name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Guys, listen. Remember, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. And sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Scriptures, Romans 10 and 9. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. on this morning, ladies and gentlemen, we talked about a standard. We spoke about a standard on this morning. We spoke about the importance of having a standard, knowing what a standard is, being established in a standard, walking after this standard, living the life that we need to live in the standard. It is important that we understand that we develop a standard when it comes to our life. Especially, listen to the text, listen to the words. Especially when it comes to being established or reestablished in who we are in God. Mm-hmm. That's like that. Being established in who we are in God, not allowing our condition, our situation, our circumstance to keep us from looking after who God is in our life, seeking after who God is in our life, living for the right mindset of who God is in our life. Because what we do, ladies and gentlemen, and this is something that we have to realize, that we so often make the mistake of, living a life that does not appease God and please God and make God into a happy person or happy with our life, because we'll walk after things that prolongs us from getting to where we need to be. And sometimes we're in that place and we don't even realize we're in that place. We're in that place and we don't even realize we're in that place. But can I help you this morning? Can I bless you to your blessed place and push you to your perfect drive and take your destiny on this morning? Let me help you real quick. God will open up a door for you, the form of a way out. He said, there's no temptation known unto man that God has not made a mistake. This is your open door for you to walk into a place to not only where you can be accountable, but you can be counted on. I'm going to say that again because that bears somebody. Not only are you going to be accountable, but you can be counted on. I'm going to say that again. Not only will you become accountable, but you can be counted on. Because you made the decision, ladies and gentlemen, to walk into a new relationship with God. So I'm going to present to you this opportunity. I don't think you have to do is real simple. It's not complicated at all. Only thing you have to do is accept it or reject it. It's just that simple. Accept it or reject it. Accept it or reject it. Just that simple. It's not complicated. It's not difficult. It's not one of the long, drawn-out situations. You can accept it or you can reject it. It is completely and totally up to you. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pray. And when I pray, I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to speak that scripture while I'm praying. Those of you all that want to receive Christ, you just lift up your hands and say, Father, I accept. One thing you have to say, just say, I accept it, Lord. I accept. I accept. Just say, I accept. Just that simple. Lord, I accept it. But when I pray, I want you to realize that once you cross into this thing, watch this. Let me help you real quick. You're going to cross into it. Once you cross into it, it's going to be a whole different world. Now, the enemy will desire to come against you like a flood. The enemy will desire to come against you like a flood. But watch what God will do. God will build a standard against him. He will silence the enemy on your behalf. He'll put a gag order on the enemy and silence him from every area that he's trying to come into your life. But we have to be in that place to where we say, okay, God, here we are. Here we are. So as we pray, let me help you to that place. Let me help you to that place. Just receive what God is saying. Just receive what God is saying. We're going to pray. So let me your hearts. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these, your people that's under the sound of our voice. Father, our prayer this morning, God, is that you would speak life and speak life more abundantly into them. God, that they may be able to receive, God, that which you have established in their lives to receive. Father, our prayer is that they don't walk under themselves, but Father God, they walk under you. They walk in their mindset to understand that even though the enemy comes in like a flood, Father God, that you will be able to stand it up against them. You will silence the naysayers in their life, and you will put peace and order in their life, God. God, and you will do it in a way, God, that only you and only they can understand, God. God, we pray right now, God, for those, God, that are giving their lives on this morning. Father, our prayer is, God, that they will receive this word, God. They will receive this word. They will accept this decree, God, that we're going to speak over their lives. Father, that they confess with their mouth. Father, that they believe in their hearts that you died and you was raised from the dead, and they are now saved. They have accepted this, those that have accepted this, God. I pray, God, that you will continue to put your hand of mercy and grace over them. And, God, give the grace to those who have not accepted it yet. Give them the grace, God. Give them the grace, God, that will give them the ability to say, I need to get into this place. I need to get into this relationship with you. Father, I need to step into a relationship with you, Father. Father, I pray today, God, that you will just stand in the midst of them, God, and give them the ability, Father God, to trust you beyond what they see. Trust you, God, in the midst of the storm. God, as you gird them, now that they are safe, and now that they are saved, they are now safe in your arms. My prayer, Lord God, is that you will continue to put your hand of mercy and grace over them, God, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, God, you will not be able to keep them from moving forward. God, thank you for in advance, God, for all that you do. God, for every place that the enemy has thought they would have got a foothold on their life, we ask you, God, for breaking the foothold and turning their stumbling blocks, God, into their building blocks, Lord God, so they can get to that next level in you. Father, this is our prayer. This is our prayer. Father, we pray for those that are nurses and doctors and God, all over this country, God, that is battling the front line of the COVID that's still going on. Father, we pray that you would strengthen them. God, we pray that you would strengthen them and give them the ability to stand and to withstand in the midst of the storm. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for changing the mind, God, of a lot of our judicial and mayoral and senators and governors and, God, mayors, God, across this country, God, to change their mentality, their thinking. God, I pray that you would put your hand of grace and mercy over their life, God, and establish in them that they need, God, to move forward in who you are. Father, we pray for, God, all of our first responders, all of our paramedics, God, of our police officers. We pray that you put your hand of mercy and grace over them, God. God, to make them think before they act, God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask that you would just wrap your arms around them, God, and give them strength, God. God, to continue to do the good things, God, that you have established in them. God, gird their feet, gird their hearts, gird their minds, God. And let them know that you are God and you are God all by yourself. And in that, God, we give your name praise. In that, God, we give your name glory. And that, God, we give your name honor. For you are great and greater to be praised. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you guys so very much for tuning in and being a part of today's Worldwide Gospel Connection broadcast. Listen, guys, we're just excited about what God is doing. Please remember to continue to share and like and pass this broadcast on to your friends and to your neighbors. Monday, we will have none other than Gerald Norwood with us. Gerald Norwood with us on our Man Up Monday broadcast. Please remember to tune in and to join in and tell a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection will be on the air on Monday with our special guest for our Man Up Monday broadcast. Also, we have testimony Tuesday. We have our Wednesday. We have our worship and wisdom Wednesday, and then we have our Women's Day Thursday, and then we'll be back again for another Friday. Which will be our Freestyle Friday broadcast. Remember, guys, to continue to like and to share the broadcast. Continue to like and share the broadcast. Continue to let your friends and family know that we're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. Also, guys, remember This portion of the broadcast brought to you by Quarter Gift to Give Bad Bomb. Those of you all who have not had an opportunity to try these bath bombs, you have cheated yourself. I'm letting you know now. This is a fantastic product. I am telling you, this is an exciting product. Please remember to check with Lady Douglas. This is her business. You can contact her by text at 832-816-7933. That's 832-816-7997. I apologize. 832-816-7997. Or you can contact her through her email, giftedgifts34@gmail.com. That's Cora, giftedgifts34@gmail.com. You can contact her there as well. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, we are so excited about what God is doing in this time and in this hour here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Please remember to like and share the broadcast. Continue to be a part of what we do here. And we're just happy and glad that you guys are a part of what we do. And continue to share, continue to like, continue to be a part of what God is doing here. And remember always that we love you. And then if you need prayer, please remember you need prayer. You can send us your prayer request through our email here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection, and that is worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com, worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. You can send your prayer request there. Or if you guys like, you can call into the broadcast, and we will pray with you live right here on the air. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. We will pray for you live right here on the air. We will intercede for you and call on the name of the Lord for you right here on this broadcast. And again, guys, thank you again so much for tuning in and being a part of what God is doing here. We love you with the love of the Lord. And our hand is consistently and constantly up, praising God for your victory over the enemy. We love you so much, and we look forward to you guys joining us again on next week. Amen. God bless you.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church
to what his word
say.
Says.
God has spoken.
Let the church
say amen.
Amen. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Make this your response.
Amen.
To whatever he said.
Amen.
From the healing of your body.
Amen.
To the raising of the dead.
Amen.
No matter how you feel it.
Amen.
Or how your world. The church say,
amen.
Oh.